And today we will look at the attributes of Al-Hayy, the ever-living. In Ayat al-Kursi, the ayah 255 of Surah al-Baqarah, which all Muslims recite for safety, for protection, an amazing ayah, we start off by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no God but He, the Hayy, the living, the Qayyum, the self-existing. Allah is the perfectly alive and ever-living one, the source of life in all that is alive. But Al-Hayy is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which perceives and is motivated to action. Remember, that which is devoid of action and perception altogether is said to be dead. And that which is alive is aware and active. Allah is aware of all, and all actions are His. All that is known and will be known is within His knowledge. All existence is comprehended within His actions at all times. With the exception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of everything living is held within the limits of its actions and its realizations. That realization and activity are the signs of life. When they end, life ends. The value of each life is judged by the extent of the activity and the knowledge of the living one. Allah has given lives of different degrees and different kinds to His creation. The value of a created being is in accordance with the degree of the signs of life in it. Life is the antithesis of death. Allah brings life back to a dead land. He causes vegetation to grow in it. He brings it life through rain. When we discuss Al-Hayy as an attribute of Allah, it means that He is the ever-living who is self-sustaining since time immemorial and will continue to be so forever. Every living being besides Him is not alive on its own. It cannot sustain itself, sustain its life. Rather, its life is sustained by Al-Hayy. He is the doer. He is the aware. Any deed without an origin or an awareness is dead. Now, the least degree of awareness is awareness of oneself. When we apply it to ourselves, we've got to understand that anything which is not aware by itself is a dead object. Anas ibn Malik has said that I was once sitting with the Prophet ﷺ in our circle when a man was still performing his salah, he was praying. After having done ruku and sujood and the tashahud, he raised his hands to his Rabb saying, Ya Rabb, I plead to you by the very fact that to you is all praise due. There is no God but you. You are the one who gives without reminding the takers, who created the heavens and earth. O you who has all the honor and all the glory. O the ever-living one, I plead to you. And as soon as he said that, the Prophet ﷺ said, he indeed has invoked Allah by his greatest attribute, Al-Hayy. Allah answers favorably when He is asked from this attribute, and He gives what is invoked, what is asked for. It is because when this is applied to ourselves, then there is a motivation, there is a proactiveness to work, there is a sense of action, because that which is dead comes alive. The lowest level of perception is when the perceiver becomes conscious of the self. That which is not conscious, as I said, is dead. So the idea is to draw from the strength of Al-Hayy and make that nafs live. In other words, live to die, not die to live. So how do we do this? In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, Abdi ati'ani faja'alaka mathali. Ana hayyun la amut faja'alaka hayyun la tamut. My abd, O you who is connected to me, ati'ani, do my ita'at, obey me. فجعلك مثلي. I will make you like me. أنا حي لا أموت. I live. I do not die. فجعلك حي لا تموت. I will make you live never to die. I will make you live through your actions. That's what it means. In other words, when we apply it to ourselves, it is being able to act according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will live. Let's look at the example of Hajra. Say the Hajra whom I give all the time. An amazing personality. She's left in the deserts of near Makkah, in the valley of Bakkah as it was called, with a baby, one bag of dates and one bag of water, or one flask of water. When Ibrahim alayhi salam turns to live, she said, tell me one thing. O Ibrahim, is this an order of my Rabb? And he says, yes, Hajra, it is. And she says, then go, I will be all right. When she runs out of water, she runs from Safa to Marwa, looking for water for her child, with total certainty in her Rabb. And she finds water. Remember the spring that gushes out. And she in her language says, stop, you will drown my child. She says, zam, zam, stop, stop. Today, all mankind who wish to do and complete their wajibat of Hajj follow in the footsteps of Hajra. They walk those very steps. They strive as she did. He made her action live because of her certainty, her yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that sentence of ita'at of her Rabb, because he said it was an order of his that she should be left there with her child. So psychoethically, when we ponder upon al-hay, these are the actions. They need not be seen by anyone. He will make them live. In Surah Al-Zilzal, he says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. You do a mustard seed's worth of good, you will see it. You do a mustard seed's worth of wrong, and you will see that too. How does it reflect out? Socioethically, it is a person who brings others to life, who through his or her actions and words is able to demonstrate to them the joy of looking at the Akhirah. If you recite this name constantly, inshallah, if Allah wills, you'll have a long and happy life. If you're excessively stressed or disturbed, recite this name 500 times before sunrise, and inshallah, it will bring peace. That is Al-Hayy.